the always controversial Ed Carter Sports Hotline. He is one of the only guys that still does a telephone sports hotline that you call and you get a recorded 1-3 minute message, sports news of the day type stuff. These went away about 20 years ago, but from his home in East Texas, he still does his. So let's give Ed Carter a call, see what he's talking about today.
Yeah, shouldn't you just do like a some sort of webcast or something now?
You would think.
With your sports break for Tuesday, August 21st, year of our less government, more freedom, Lord, 2012, I'm Ed Carter. Well, the Cowboys finally got a decent receiver in the form of Cole Beasley. This is the kind of player the Cowboys need. Not like that sagging, loudmouth, mama-fighting jewelry thief Dez Bryant.
Man.
Cole represents what's good about America.
God.
A good, clean, hard-playing football player who works hard and has friends. Not a posse.
Jeez.
One who will wait till marriage before having a passel of kids, and one who values country music and Foxworthy jokes.
Seems he's a little biased.
In rowing news.
Rowing.
In this week's Eye on the Media news.
Oh, boy.
I want to take on a subject that I will be talking about right now. For all of you that have listened to this sports break for over the 26 years that I have been doing it for you to listen to, you know that I'm no fan of the lamestream media because of their love of the Democrats, the Kenyans, and the libtards. But there's one bit of lamestream media that I need to congratulate. Newsweek finally got it right on their cover this week when they declared that it's time for Barack Hussein Obama to get the hell out of town. Good job, Newsweek. You get this week's Ed Carter's Excellence in Media Award for Christian calling it like it is.
Oh, God. What an award.
Long title.
In archery.
Archery?
Yes.
In golf news, I see that Augusta National has gone to hell in a handbasket. They finally let in a couple ladies. Now they got to put in ladies' tee markers. And who's going to pay for that? Barack Obama probably wants you and me to pick up that bill. But it's worse. One of the ladies they let in is Condoleezza Rice.
I thought he would like her.
This is cause for this week's Ed Carter's editorial.
All right. That's ought to be interesting.
Augusta, you have made the biggest mistake this country has seen since Custer said he could whoop a few Indians.
Oh, man.
Letting in Condoleezza is going to open the floodgates for every rapper who's flush with a garage full of Escalades.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Augusta, I call on you to rename your place Disgusta National.
Oh, man.
What has Condoleezza ever done to deserve this honor, other than being Secretary of State?
Well, that's pretty big.
In pegging news.
Pegging?
Jeez.
In health news, everyone needs to nut up and get over this so-called West Nile virus. I'm tired of all these pansies and candy asses bitching about a few skeeter bites. But if we are going to do a little crop dusting to kill these critters, all you fancy people from Dallas need to shut the hell up. Quit your bitching about the poison in the air. If we can spray the Vietnamese, we can sure as hell spray some skeeters.
Well, wow. I don't know that
Man.
Makes it right.
I'm Ed Carter.
Well, the opinions are his own. There you go.
He's getting angrier and angrier.
By the sports hotline. All right, it's 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. What is the biggest